Hello and welcome to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law, a law firm based in Gainesville, Florida since 1971, with its primary office still in Gainesville, and also with offices in Ocala, where we've been for 43 years, and also in South Florida, covering the entire Tri-County South Florida area from Miami-Dade through Broward, through Palm Beach County, and also now in Lake City, and of course, statewide, handling cases involving personal injury matters, auto accident cases, big truck collisions, pedestrian collisions, people on skateboards, people on bicycles. We've handled cases involving animal bites, what we call premises liability cases, slip and fall cases, trip and fall cases. Anytime somebody is injured due to the negligence or carelessness of another, people's whose lives have been turned upside down, families whose lives have been turned upside down because of someone's negligence or carelessness, give us a call anytime, toll-free, 24-7, 352-373-8000. Jeffrey Meldon has been practicing law literally for 51 years, since 1971. We are available 24-7. Please give us a call. We hope you don't ever have to call us because you yourself have been injured or a loved one has. But if you do, if you've been involved in a situation like that or you know someone who has, please give us a call anytime, toll-free, 24-7. There is no cost for an initial consultation. There is no fee for our services unless we get you a successful settlement that you approve of. You are the boss, not us. We give you the benefit of our experience and knowledge and training. However, at the end of the day, you are the boss in charge of your case. And until we get a settlement or a resolution through a jury trial that comes to your satisfaction, we do not get paid. We do not even take our costs out until the case is over. So we are here to serve, and we also handle criminal defense matters in state and federal courts. In particular, we handle DUI cases and drug cases, any type of felony or misdemeanor in state or federal court. Again, we hope you never have a need for that type of a service, but perhaps you know someone who does. We have a tremendous amount of experience from former prosecutors in state circuit courts in the state of Florida to former public defenders who are now working for us full-time. We have a tremendous amount of experience in terms of traffic offenses, DUI cases and whatnot. Please give us a call anytime, toll-free, 352-373-8000. My name is Chris Qualman. I am an employee of the Meldon Law Firm. I've worked for the firm for 5.5 years. My role in the firm is I am the chief investigator and major case division manager. I am a graduate of the University of Florida College of Law. And Jeffrey Meldon is not here today. You're used to hearing Jeffrey's voice on this show. We are now in our 20th year of broadcast. In fact, this fall, we will be celebrating our 20th year on 97.3 FM on your radio dial out of Gainesville, broadcast throughout the entire North Central Florida area. And we'll be doing a lot in connection with the 20th anniversary in the weeks and months to come. So be listening for a lot more in connection with that. Jeffrey and Carrie have been away this week at a meeting of the Florida Justice Association. It is an organization with which Jeffrey and Carrie are very proud of their affiliation. You know, it's interesting because Meldon Law is involved in a business in which it's very competitive. There are many firms that do the same type of work we do. However, there's also a great deal of camaraderie and friendship among the firms that do the work we do, and that is personified through the Florida Justice Association, the FJA. It is an organization of firms that represent the interests of individuals and families whose lives, like I said at the beginning of this program, have been turned upside down due to the negligence of others. And we have found, as have other firms, that there is strength in numbers, strength in partnerships, strength in lobbying for the same common causes, because we're up against some very strong forces, those forces in the nature of insurance companies that have unlimited resources. And as I said, Jeffrey and Carrie have been at this major convention this week. They're going to have a lot to say about that next week when they're on the radio program. And one thing that Jeffrey wanted me to announce today is we've been talking a lot over the last several, not really just weeks, really over the last couple of months and years about the insurance laws, about the status of Florida's auto insurance laws in particular, the fact that right now the state of Florida is the only state in the nation that does not mandate and does not require bodily injury insurance for drivers. What does that mean exactly? What it means is that in order to be street legal as a driver in the state of Florida, the only two insurance coverages that are needed are property damage coverage, meaning that as a driver, you're required to have $10,000 of property damage coverage that covers the other person's property damage, meaning that if you're at fault, you must pay up to $10,000 of that person's property damage. The other insurance coverage you're required to have to be street legal is up to $10,000 of PIP, personal injury protection of no fault coverage, which covers your own injuries. You are not required in the state of Florida, amazingly, the only state in the entire nation that does not require BI, bodily injury coverage, that covers the other person's injuries if you, in fact, are at fault. It is for that reason that Jeffrey Meldon has been preaching from the mountaintop and still is preaching from the mountaintop to all the listeners of this program to go out, meet personally with an insurance professional, and get UM uninsured motorist coverage. We say it each and every week, and I'm going to say it again today, because one thing Jeffrey said they were talking about at the FJA, the Florida Justice Association convention this week, is that the legislature most likely will not be changing the insurance laws in 2023. Just the political climate and the way things are shaping up in the Florida legislature right now, it's not a positive sign that they will be changing the insurance laws in the next 6 to 9 to 12 months. So for that reason, the best way you, the listeners, can protect your families and protect yourselves from being caught in a situation where if you're in a crash out on the highway and somebody hits you and they are either uninsured totally or have nothing more than the bare minimum coverage, the only way you can protect yourself is by purchasing in advance uninsured motorist coverage. And here's the interesting thing. Actually, under Florida law, when you purchase insurance, the insurance agent is supposed to offer it to you. It's not something that's supposed to be hidden from you. They're supposed to offer it to you, and you, the consumer, are supposed to knowingly reject it. In other words, if you don't want it, you're supposed to check off a box saying that you reject it. Unfortunately, what happens way too often is that people go on the internet and they simply are shopping for the lowest possible price rather than the most appropriate package that best protects them and their family. This is why we say over and over and over again, week after week, month after month, year after year, do not just go on the internet and call an 800 number to buy your auto insurance. Sit down face to face with an auto insurance professional in your hometown. There are so many excellent local insurance brokers who know their stuff. Sit down with them face to face. Explain your situation. Talk about the type of cars you have. Talk about the type of assets you have that need protection. Talk about the different drivers in your family. Get to know your agent. Have them get to know you. Talk about your situation and have them put together a plan and a program that will best protect your family and best suit your needs. Most importantly, get UM coverage. We'll talk more about this after the break. You're listening to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law. Today is Saturday, the 18th day of June, 2022. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Hello, and welcome back to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law, a statewide law firm with its primary office in Gainesville. We also have offices in Ocala and also an office in South Florida in Fort Lauderdale, covering the entire Tri-County area, Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County, and also an office in Lake City in Columbia County. We truly are a statewide law firm handling personal injury cases, big truck crashes involving 18-wheeler, involving commercial vehicles of every type. We handle motor vehicle intersection collisions. We handle animal bite cases, premises liability, any type of situation where an individual or a family's, their lives are turned upside down due to the negligence, the carelessness of another. Whatever type of injury situation it may be, give us a call anytime, toll-free, 352-373-8000, or go on our website, www.meldonlaw.com. Injury law is primarily what we do. It's almost all we do. The other thing we do is we do criminal defense law. Carrie Meldon, Ian Pickens, and Amanda Means. We have some outstanding criminal defense attorneys, Tanner Demery, who we hired from the public defender's office down in South Florida, down in Broward County. We've got some outstanding attorneys who've literally worked both sides of the fence. They've been former prosecutors. They've been former public defenders. Whether it's a DUI case, whether it's a drug possession case, a theft case, any type of misdemeanors or felonies in state or federal court, we can handle those types of cases. Please give us a call if you know somebody who has a need for that type of service. And as I said, any type of injury case, any type of a civil matter, give us a call toll-free, 352-373-8000. I was saying before the break that Jeffrey Meldon and Carrie Meldon are away this week at a meeting of the Florida Justice Association. Jeffrey wanted me to announce on the air today, as I did during the first segment, that it doesn't look like there's going to be a change in the insurance laws this year. That could change. It's a very fluid, organic thing that you never know with the state legislature when they go into session late this year and into 2023, what could happen. But it does not look like the climate is such that there is going to be any type of a major change in Florida's auto insurance law, which means, again, how critically important it is that if you, the listeners, do not have uninsured motorist coverage, you need to get it. Jeffrey Meldon did a book a number of years ago and is still available, and it is free. It costs you absolutely nothing. It's called Buying Florida Auto Insurance. There are no strings attached to get a copy of this book. None. You don't have to be a client of the firm. You don't have to be a friend of the firm. You don't have to be a friend of Jeffrey's or anybody else. You can just go to our website, www.meldonlaw.com. You can download a free digital copy, or you can call us at 352-373-8000. You can call us over the weekend and leave a message, or you can call us Monday morning at 8:30. We'll send you for free, no strings attached, a free copy. This is one of the simplest, easiest, most right-to-the-point, bullet-point books you'll ever get. It tells you exactly, in ABC bullet-point fashion, how to buy auto insurance and what types of coverages to get. In fact, you even can flip to page 45 and it'll tell you in simple summary format. You can take page 45 of Jeffrey's book to your auto insurance broker and say, this is what Mr. Meldon tells me I should get in terms of auto insurance coverages. It tells you what type of bodily injury liability coverage you should get to protect you and your family in case you or someone in your household is at fault. It tells you what type of uninsured motorist coverage you need to get in case the person who hits you is at fault and either doesn't have coverage or has a very small amount of coverage. Again, you cannot get a more comprehensive, to-the-point, bullet-point outline on the type of coverages you need to get. Do yourself a favor. Go on the website, meldonlaw.com. Download a digital copy for free or give us a call anytime, 352-373-8000. We'll be happy to send you, no obligation, no strings attached, a free copy of Buying Florida Auto Insurance. One more thing. If you want to talk about anything, this is your program as much as it is ours. Give us a call anytime or give us a call today for the remainder of the program, 877-975-9825. If you got a question on anything or you have a take on something, I'll do my best to answer it for you. I'm by no means an expert on each and every topic, but I'll do my best to answer it for you. You know, we did actually have a topic, okay, for today's program, and it was advertised on the Meldon Law Facebook page. And the question was, what are the requirements for a concealed weapon license? And I can answer that a little bit from my perspective as a chief investigator. My son, Danny Qualman, you know, is a deputy sheriff with the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. So I did a little bit of research, and it actually is under the Florida statutes. They speak very clearly about the eligibility requirements for a Florida concealed weapons permit. You have to be 21 years of age, not 18. You have to be 21 years of age. You have to demonstrate competency with a firearm. Unless you are serving overseas in the United States Armed Forces, you must currently reside in the United States. You must be a U.S. citizen or deemed a lawful permanent resident alien by the Department of Homeland Security or U.S. Citizenship or Immigration Services. If you are serving overseas with the U.S. Armed Services and you want to get a concealed weapons permit, you must submit a copy of your deployment documentation with your application. Now, what are some possible reasons for ineligibility for a concealed weapons permit? The physical inability to handle a firearm safely. A felony conviction could prohibit you from getting a concealed weapons permit unless your civil or firearm rights have been restored by the convicting authority. Having adjudication withheld. This is an interesting point because a lot of people have the misconception that if you're accused of a crime, simply having adjudication withheld may get you around that. So reading from the statute, it says, having adjudication withheld or sentence suspended on a felony or misdemeanor crime of violence unless 3 years have elapsed since probation or other conditions set by the court have been fulfilled. A conviction of a misdemeanor crime of violence in the past 3 years, that would prohibit you from getting a concealed weapons permit. A conviction for violation of controlled substance laws or multiple arrests for such offenses. A record of drug or alcohol abuse, 2 or more DUI convictions within the previous 3 years, being committed to a mental institution or adjudged incompetent or mentally defective, failing to provide proof of proficiency with a firearm, having been issued a domestic violence injunction or an injunction against repeat violence that currently is in force, renouncement of U.S. citizenship, a dishonorable discharge from the armed forces, or being a fugitive from justice. Anyway, there is a laundry list of things that potentially could disqualify you from getting a concealed weapons permit. If you have any further questions on that, you can give us a call at Meldon Law, 352-373-8000, and we can talk to you a little bit more about that. Anyhow, it's amazing how quickly this goes by, even when I'm doing the show by myself. You are listening to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law. If you have any questions or just want to talk about anything, give us a call during the next segment at 1-877-975-9825. My name is Chris Qualman, the Chief Investigator of Meldon Law, and we'll be right back in 60 seconds. Hello and welcome once again to Law Talk Live. Today is Saturday, June 18th, 2022. My name is Chris Qualman. I am the Chief Investigator and Major Case Division Manager for the Meldon Law Firm. I work in our main office in Gainesville, Florida. We also have offices in Ocala, in Fort Lauderdale, and also in Lake City, Florida. We truly are a statewide firm. We handle personal injury cases, whether they be big truck crashes, 18-wheeler collisions, motor vehicle crashes, intersection collisions, rear end collisions, slip and fall cases, supermarket slip and fall matters, trip and fall cases in parking lots. We've represented people on skateboards. We've represented pedestrians being hit in crosswalks, situations involving food delivery vehicles. In a town like Gainesville, in a college town, you can imagine how many types of cases like that happen. We've represented people in concerts because of ineffective security measures. We had a situation once, a person at a concert who was injured because of some things that went awry, a big stage prop that broke and injured some people in the audience. So any type of situation involving people being injured, you or someone you know who may be injured because of the negligence, the carelessness, something breaking, something malfunctioning, all you know is that it wasn't your fault, it was somebody else's fault, and you were injured due to the carelessness, the neglect, the fault of someone else, give us a call anytime, toll free, 352-373-8000. Jeffrey always reminds me that you don't need to say 800 anymore. You can dial 800 if you want. You could dial 800-373-8000 if you want, but you can also just dial 352-373-8000. Jeffrey has been doing this a long time. We've been doing this since 1971. We have been in Gainesville, Florida the entire time. And I think what Jeffrey prides himself on more than anything else, or as much as anything else, is the fact that every single personal injury case handled out of Meldon Law, it's a collaborative effort. As excellent of an attorney as Jeffrey is, and Carrie and all the other attorneys, Ian, Amanda, Maria Youngblood, all the others who do such amazing work for us, the fact is, without the paralegals, without the case managers, we'd be nothing. We have so many talented staff that work for us, people with so much experience. I could just, you know, to name them off, people like Carolyn Watson, who have been with us more than 25 years, you know, Barbara Caswell, you know, Cheryl Burke, Jamie Atkinson, Sheila Roach, Yolanda Correa, many, many others. I myself have been working in the personal injury field over 25 years. So what you're getting when you hire Meldon Law is a collaborative effort. You're getting a team effort. People that have worked in this field for many, many years are dedicated to the work they do and are dedicated to bringing you the outstanding client experience. So please know that when you call us, we will do each and every one of us are dedicated to getting you the best result possible. And anytime you have a question, whether you're a current client or not, maybe you want just a second opinion on a case that's being handled by somebody else, we're happy to give you that second opinion. Whatever the case may be, we want you to call us anytime, toll free, 24/7. A legal professional will take your call. You can call us anytime at 352-373-8000 if you want to learn more about the firm. The firm has done an outstanding job compiling articles about the different types of personal injury cases. You can go to www.meldonlaw.com. And as you heard me talking earlier, we have lots of books that have been written by Jeffrey and Carrie and the staff that talk about many different aspects of personal injury law. The one, though, you heard me talking about earlier is the book that Jeffrey wrote about 10 years ago called Buying Florida Auto Insurance. It's been updated several times since then, and it could not be more relevant than it is right now. And we urge you that if you haven't already obtained a copy of this book, there are no strings attached. You don't have to be a current client. There's no password you need to put in. Just go on the website. You can go to the digital download section, download a copy for yourself, or you can give us a call on Monday at 352-373-8000 and say, hey, I heard Chris talking about the book on the Saturday radio show. I'd like to get a copy of that free book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance. When you get that book, you can read it cover to cover. It's a quick read, but if you want to just get right to the chase, as they say, go to page 45 and you can see the different types of coverages that Jeffrey recommends. Take that book, open it to page 45, and take it to a local insurance agent. Sit down with that agent face-to-face and say, these are the coverages that Mr. Meldon recommends. These are the coverages I want to buy. Most importantly, buy uninsured motorist coverage so that you can best protect you and your family in the event you get struck by an uninsured or an underinsured driver. I want to talk about something else real quick. We want to remind you that at Meldon Law, one thing Jeffrey loves to do is that he's all about promotions. He's all about doing things for the community. If you go on the Meldon Law Facebook page, we've got a huge giveaway we're doing for the 4th of July, and that's just around the corner. On the Meldon Law Facebook page, we're giving away a huge charcoal grill, a brand new charcoal grill with some Omaha steaks and some Meldon Law swag. All you have to do is to go again to the Meldon Law Facebook page. There's a link you can click, and it's got some instructions about how you can apply for this contest. Again, it's a huge, brand new charcoal grill, several Omaha steaks, some Meldon Law swag. We're going to be doing the giveaway on July 1st. It's a great gift for the 4th of July. We had a giveaway already for Father's Day, and I don't know who the winner was, but the contest ended yesterday, and I know whoever the winner was has been contacted already, so congratulations to whomever the recipient was of that great Father's Day package. We only have about a minute and a half left, but again, I want to, first of all, thank all the loyal listeners who listen to this program. One thing I do for the firm is I frequently talk to what are called intakes. You know, when we get a new call from a client, somebody who wants to talk about a new case or maybe just ask questions about a potential new case. And one of the things I always ask is, well, how did you hear about us? What is it that caused you to call our firm? And so often I hear, well, I'm a loyal listener to the radio show. We are, as you heard me say earlier, we are in our 20th year of broadcast. So for those of you who've been listening a long, long time, and I know there are many of you out there, please know how much we appreciate it. And please know how much Jeffrey Meldon appreciates it. So thank you so much for continuing to listen. We do our best to bring you informative topics each and every week. And I know we talk about some things a lot, like uninsured motorist coverage, because we feel we need to do that. It is such an important topic. We wish the state legislature would get off their rear end and change the law so that there would be mandatory bodily injury coverage and bring Florida up to speed with the rest of the country. Unfortunately, they haven't done that. And that's why we have to continue to preach from the mountaintop how critically important it is to get uninsured motorist coverage. That's all the time we have. Even when I do the show by myself, it tends to go really, really fast. I really enjoyed being the host for today's program. I think Jeffrey and Carrie will be back next Saturday. So I know they'll have a lot to say about what went on at the Florida Justice Association this past week. Please have a safe and happy weekend. It's the Juneteenth is recognized as a national holiday this Monday. So for those of you recognizing Juneteenth, please have a safe holiday. 4th of July coming up. Please have a safe and happy 4th of July, and go Gators.